Fantasy football is back, and you don't want your team to suck. My favorite fantasy football punishment I've ever heard is the last place guy had to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House, and every waffle he ate was 1 hour off of his count.
I want numbers. How many did he end up eating?
12 waffles in 12 hours. I'm Danny Heifetz.
I'm Danny Kelly.
And I'm Craig Horlbeck.
We host the Ringer Fantasy Football Show on the Ringer Podcast Network.
To avoid eating 12 waffles in a Waffle House, follow the Ringer Fantasy Football Show on Spotify.
We're also brought to you by FanDuel and TheRinger.com and the Ringer Podcast Network. Coming up, the Cuz is back. Cuz and Sal. We're going to guess the lines. We're going to do favorite NFL futures. We're going to do some $1 million picks, preseason version, and a whole bunch more. That's all next. First, our friends from Pearl Jam. All right, part two of the Guess the Lines extravaganza. Cousin Sal is here. We're going to do some $1 million pick futures. We're going to guess the lines. We're going to do parent corner. This is really fun to be back. It's good to see you. I feel like I don't see you enough. We lived like 15 minutes too far away from each other that it's actually a pain in the ass to see each other. Now I see you tonight. We have two fantasy drafts in a row. We're back.
Well, we are back. I suggested the second fantasy. You know, we haven't seen each other in 2 years, some of these guys. And you're like, let's just do it over Zoom. I was like, all right, there we go.
Well, we have no restaurant. What do you mean?
We had a restaurant and they were going to open the door and everything. So let's do it.
We still have 2 days. We can pull it off.
You can't make anyone happy. No one's happy with this.
I'm ready. If you want to do a restaurant, I'm ready to do
really?
It. All right. Yeah, it's up to you. We can give each other COVID. It'll be awesome.
All right.
So we are, before we do guess the lines, we're doing $1 million picks this year on the pod. I'm going to do $1 million picks futures.
Okay.
And if you hate any of these, I want you to veto them. I'm just going to give them to you. All right. I have.
Could I just first say this $1 million pit? Like, this is even a thing. This is not even an I love that FanDuel embraced it, but it's like, you give out Oscars? I'm going to call it the $1 million Academy Awards. Like, whatever. You assigned a ridiculous amount that no one's ever going to win to these picks.
And now people are going to win it. They're going to win it this year with us.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Sorry. I have six 100K bets.
Wow.
I have six 50K bets. That adds up to 900K. And then I'm going to let you add 100K. And we're going to keep tracking at the end of the year what this will actually factor into whatever my total is.
Okay.
100,000 on the Pats plus 126 to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I like that. So
I don't understand. I just don't understand it. The defense is 100 times better. The quarterback's going to be way better. The receivers are better. They actually have real tight ends. The only thing I'm worried about is the Stephon Gilmore thing. You also have Belichick, eye of the tiger, after Brady goes and he leaves and he wins the Super Bowl. Belichick's in the fucking gym like Rocky III. Mm-hmm. He's doing the pull-ups. He got back to his roots. We're going 11-6 at least. We are making the playoffs.
All right. I think the thing you have going for you most, I'm not falling for the Mac Jones thing. He might be great. He really might be. But I'm not getting to, first of all, let me just remind you of this before you go nuts. Rookie quarterbacks to start week one. Joe Burrow, team went 4-11-1. Kyler Murray, 2019, team went 5-10-1. Sam Darnold, 2018, 4-12. Kaiser Sose, what was his first day? I don't even remember. 0-16.
Kaiser Sose?
2017. 0-16. Now, the difference is you have Belichick, and they spent $288 million in the offseason. You know the old man has some tricks up his hoodless sleeve, whatever it is his hoodies. But I'll take that. I think that's a good bet. I think it's even better than over 9.5 wins because I think you can make the playoffs at 9-8. I really do. Everyone's like, oh, the AFC is infinitely better than the NFC. I still think there's a spot to make the playoffs at 9-8. And that's why taking the plus money is smart. I'll go with you on that.
Thank you.
Yes.
I've heard your rookie QB argument. I've heard that list of all the guys who
finished. You don't like it. Yeah. Well, I mean, what is.
I mean, here's the difference.
Real thing. Yeah.
This guy is stepping into a really good race car. And mm-hmm. we have a history in the 21st century. We have seen quarterbacks as rookies step into awesome situations and deliver. It happened with Roethlisberger and the Steelers, 2005, whatever year that was. Mm-hmm. Happened with my guy, Russell Hustle and Bustle in the Seahawks, his first year. It kind of happened with your guy, Dak, after Romo got hurt and he stepped in and he did well because the team was good. I think if the guy is good and the guy's ready and he's a little advanced, but he's also stepping into like a really good machine, you know, like if rookie Joe Burrow last year was playing quarterback on this Patriots team, they would have had a really good year and he would have had a really good year, you know? So their offensive line is top five. He has a running back crew that they're really going to be able to run the ball, and everything is going to feed into like play action, misdirection, all this stuff. Every time they actually rely on him, I just think he's in an awesome situation. If he's even like a B minus, it's going to feel like a B plus.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to be like running for his life. Their defense is really good. They're going to be able to hold leads. And I love the plus 126. I'm putting another 100K. Pats over 10 and a half wins, plus 185. Let's go.
Oh, an adjusted line.
Adjusted line, plus 185 on FanDuel.
This is great.
This is,
I mean, there hasn't been a year where you don't like them over. You don't like the Celtics.
No, that's not true. I've been pessimistic about the Pats in certain years. Then you get mad at me. It's like, oh, look at you. You won six Super Bowls. You're bitching about it.
I'm getting mad.
You just get mad at me either way.
Either way, I'm getting mad. But Mac Jones, I just want to know what you're basing it on with Mac Jones, because if you're basing it on the preseason, that's foolish. If you're basing it on his Alabama career, well, like I said, you saw what Alabama did to Miami the other day, and you saw what Tua does. Like, I'm sure everyone loved Tua over Trevor Lawrence. Now we're having our doubts about Tua. It might just be a system quarterback kind of thing. But the best thing I've heard Jones, I am jealous, and that he goes through his progressions faster than anybody, like faster than any of the rookie quarterbacks. And that's kind of the name of the game with these guys. So damn
it, I'm basing it on following this basically since they drafted him and reading every stupid Boston Herald, Mass Live, Boston Globe piece and all the quotes from the teammates. And all the stuff that happened in the inscribed draft. He's passed every checkpoint. It really reminded me of Wilson 9 years ago. I was telling Mina and Danny this on Thursday, where it's like, at some point, you kind of know when you have a guy who's good. And it really does seem like we have a good guy here. So those are my first
like him. His teammates like him. That's a rare thing. You'll never hear a teammate come out and say, they're like, what do I
Well, if I hit these two bets, if the Pats go 11-6, I'm risking 200 to win $311,000. So I'm in on that. Next one, Chargers plus 126 to make the playoffs. I'm putting 100K on that. I like the Chargers for all the reasons we mentioned.
I like that.
Browns plus 155 to win the AFC North.
I have them winning the North.
I have 100K on that. I think they're the best team in that division. I like it. I like their coach. They got a taste of it last year. I think they're back.
Smart.
I have two division parlays for you. Tampa and Washington, both to win their divisions, plus 325 on FanDuel. I'm putting 100K in there.
That's a loser. I mean, if the Cowboys weren't in Washington's division, I could see maybe that being a
I knew you wouldn't like that one.
But okay, go ahead.
You wouldn't like that one. Bills, Bucks, both over 11 and a half wins, plus 230. Putting 100K on that. They both have to go 12-5.
I mean, that's going to be a week 18 thing, really. I think I have them both, I think, at 11 wins.
Great, but I'll go against it. I'll hedge it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so it's fine.
If you want to leave all right, so those are my 100K.
How many of these you have? Jesus Christ.
I have six 50K bets, and then you have 100.
All right.
50K. These are more flyers. Bills plus 470 for the one seed. 50K on that.
Pretty good.
Basically, like, if Mahomes misses three weeks, I win.
Sure.
Detroit, 4-1, worst record. Grabbing that. Mahomes, 4-1 for MVP. You, me, and House ran a text about this. I'm like, this is stupid. This will be plus 150 after 3 weeks. I'm just grabbing the odds.
Well, my thing with this is you bet it every year for the next 3 years and it's going to win one.
You'll win
one. If I were an investor, I would say, yes, this is smart. Probably same idea with the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at 5 or 6-1. Bet it every year for the next 3 years. It's going to pay dividends. Yeah.
And it really seems like they nailed the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It seemed flimsy heading into the training camp, but then you read all the stories and it's like they found five guys they like and the guys have chemistry and it seems like they have an offensive line.
Yep.
I'm a little bit worried about the receiver death, but so 4-1 for Mahomes. I liked Allen was like 11-1. You can see him 13-1 some places, but I think the Mahomes is just safer. 50K on the Rams and the Browns, both to win their divisions at plus 650.
Rams, wow, that's Browns. High. That's high. I'm not going to talk you out of that. I like both of them to win the division.
14-1, Stafford, most passing yards.
I have another one. I don't think that's bad. I don't know what their attack is going to be, but
can I make the case?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't think their running backs are very good. And right. I think McVay is going to be so excited to have a QB. And I really think deep down McVay doesn't like Goff, and it drives him crazy that people don't realize how limited Goff was.
Wants to set records.
Yeah. And he's like this guy who finally is on the highway with an awesome car. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I'm going 130. I'm driving to Vegas. I'm going to see how fast I can go. I think that's Stafford. And not to mention their running backs aren't really that good.
Right.
So they're going to have to throw the ball.
The only thing I see is that they'll have good field position because that defense is so good. So that might work against them. I have another one. I don't think that's bad odds, but I have another offering for that when we get to mine for that same category. Yeah.
This is my last one. 50K. It's a parlay on FanDuel plus 850. Herbert to throw for 5,000 yards. Keenan Allen to have 10 plus touchdowns.
Saw this.
So the 5,000 yards, like, Jesus, that's a lot of yards, but there's an extra game. So it's really like he would be throwing for 4,700 yards normally and then get 300 in the extra game. Plus 850 just seem high. I'm grabbing it. 50K.
That is good value. I don't think he gets to 5,000, but it's fake money, right? Who the hell cares?
It's fake money.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that's what I got. So I have 100K on Pats plus 185 over 10.5. Pats plus 126 for the playoffs. Chargers plus 126 for the playoffs. Bills Bucks plus 230 over 11.5 wins. Browns plus 155. To win the division. Tampa and Washington both win the divisions, plus 325. And then 50K on Bills plus 470 for a one seed. Detroit 4-1 worst record. Rams, Browns both to win the division, plus 650. Mahomes 4-1 MVP. Stafford 14-1 most passing. Herbert 5K passing yards. Allen 10 plus TDs. That's plus 850. What do you got for me? I'm giving you 100K.
I would only try to talk you out of the Washington one. And honestly, if it's not Washington, it's Dallas. If it's not Dallas, it's Washington. I really don't see any way the Giants or Philadelphia wins with the cap implications and the offensive line for the Giants. It's really bad. The cap for the Philly.
Yeah.
But I just want to make a case for Washington's defense being slightly overrated. Last year, they went against Dalton twice. They went against Hurts twice. Hurts blew gave up the game. They took him out in week 17. They went against Danny Dimes twice. They went against like Mullins. Like they went against some lousy quarterbacks last year, and I don't think they have that advantage. All right.
It's a fair one.
I have 100,000.
Your quarterback, his leg was in 7 places like 9 months ago.
I have 4 I want to run by. You tell me which one you pick. How about that?
All right, or we could do 2. You have 100K to play with.
I like this one on FanDuel, this parlay, this special parlay thing they give you out.
I like this too.
I love this. Like if my wife said to me, it's me and the kids or it's this parlay, I was like, I'm sorry. I'm infatuated with this parlay and I just think it's going to be better for me in the long run. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to send you to the Marriott or I'm going to have to go. Texans and Lions, both under 4.5 wins, plus 250. Plus 250.
I saw this one. I had this. This was an honorable mention for me.
I don't think, I'm looking at these teams and are they favored in 4 combined games? I get it. You don't have to be favored to win games. It's going to happen.
So Texans Lions plus 250 under
both under 4.5 wins. How? What? One's going to have 2 and one's going to have 3.
My only fear with this seems like a bet Joe House would do. The Texans would beat the Jaguars in week 1 and House would be panicking and then hedging against it. And he'd win the bet anyway, but lose so much money hedging.
I don't even care if the Texans beat the Jaguars week 1, because that's one of the few that they can win. And it's home and that's it. But I really like, all right, let me give you another one.
I like that one.
Josh Allen under 475.5 rushing yards, minus 112. This guy went from 59% to 69% accuracy from year 2 to 3. Is that what it was? We've never seen anything like it. I don't know that there's another quarterback. Like, if Danny Dimes did that, like we'd be like, holy shit, from year 2 to 3.
If Danny Dimes went from 20 fumbles to 11, we'd be like, oh my God, what happened?
No, but I think it's a foregone conclusion. Like, people thought, oh, Josh Allen was always good. Like, no, he wasn't that good in year 2, 1 and 2. He went up. And guess what happens when you have more accuracy? You're more confident in your passing. Your rushing yards go down. They just go down anyway. These guys stop rushing after a certain amount of time, right? So he had 5'10", he had 6'31". Then he had 5'10" in 2019. He had 4'21" in 2020. I think he's in the 300s. I think he's in the high 300s. I think they line 3 wide. What'd they get? Emmanuel Sanders. They got a nice little receiving cord there, and he's not going to use his legs that much. That's obviously even odds are minus 112. I'd recommend that. You already have one of these. I like Matt Ryan passing yards 13-1. He's at 10 his last 10 or more years with 4,000 passing yards. He's been around 45, 46, 47 in some years.
Yeah.
He could get there. 13-1. People freaked out Julio Jones isn't there. Gage could be just as good putting up numbers. You know how much I like Kyle Pitts. I said it on the last podcast. I think he can get a lot of passing yards. A lot of garbage time if you believe Atlanta's going to be bad. Obviously, this is a category that you don't have to have a great team to win, right? Like garbage time actually helps.
So maybe you do Ryan and Stafford. The other thing is neither of those guys can run at all. So any contribution they have is passing.
Do the Matt exacta, Ryan and Stafford. I like that 13-1. The other one I'll say is that NFC West is so hard to figure out. They have these bands. They have, what's it called? The FanDuel win bands. So you get like a little range from, you know, if you want to go Seattle from 9 to 11 games, that's good odds. I like San Francisco 9 to 11 wins, somewhere in there, plus 150. I think the division is too good for them to have 12 or more. I think they're too good and the schedule is too weak otherwise for them to have fewer than 9 wins. I think I'd be very surprised if they weren't right in that range. 9 to 11 plus 150. So you have Texans Lions under 4.5. You have Josh Allen under rushing yards, Matt Ryan passing yards to lead the category, or San Francisco to have 9 to 11 wins plus 150. You pick two, whatever you want to do. Those are all winners.
I really like those, Sal. I might have to dip into my fake wallet and pull out some more fake money here.
Get a loan. Get a loan from FanDuel. Yeah.
I'm going to do an extra $50K on Texans Lions plus 250.
Easy winner. Oh, God.
I'm going to do, man, that San Fran bet. It's a great one.
Do it.
I'm going to put 100K on that one. San Fran, 9 to 11 wins, plus 150. That's a great bet.
Good
Sal.
For you, Billy.
Good job by you, Sal.
That's a winner.
And then I'm going to root for Stafford over Matt Ryan. We'll go head to head on that one. You have Matt Ryan, I'll have Stafford.
I like my Matt better.
All right. This is great. $1 million picks future. So after week 18, we'll see how we did. I think those are some winners, though. That really good San Fran bet.
Yeah.
Great
job.
Go through
some of those bands. Some of those win bands are easy.
Before we go to a break, I have a challenge for FanDuel. You know, because they listen to the pod from time to time. And sometimes we can suggest props. I have a prop that I think FanDuel should do. You and I both like the West in both divisions, right?
Right.
There's some sort of total playoff teams from the two West divisions should be a bet. So what would the over-under be? 4?
Well, it's stupid because I have 6, but okay. Obviously, well,
you and I both
two.
Have 6, right? So what? All right. So what odds would FanDuel give us if we think 6 playoff teams will come out of the two
That's
West?
That's good. That's good.
So what is that? Like 3-1?
We'd have to get 3-1 on that. At 3-1, I think you're right when you say 4 is the over-under. You can't go 4.5, can't go 3.5. I think it's 4. And then maybe odds higher for the over there, minus 140 or something. But I like 6. I mean, it can't be more than 6, right?
All right. So when I do the my Tuesday podcast, I will have an answer from FanDuel. Maybe they should put the Bill and Sal. That should be a Bill and Sal prop.
I like it.
We should be able to set that.
Bill and Sal's Great Adventure.
6 West playoff teams. I think that should be 4-1. I think it should be plus 400. Right?
Yeah, it might be more.
Maybe higher. Maybe it's like six to one.
You're kicking a lot of teams out there if you do that. You're kicking either the Baltimore or Pittsburgh out. You're kicking, you know, Miami out. Maybe it's more than 4.
Yeah, it's like a 16 parlay. All right.
Yeah.
Challenge to FanDuel. When we come back, guess the lines. All right, it's time. Guess the lines. Every year, Sal and I guess the lines. The winner is just, it used to be, we used to threaten to hit each other with a sub. That never happened. Now it's just bragging rights. I've won the last couple of years. Do you remember the last year you've won?
No, I don't think I win. Like, people accuse me of cheating. I'm like, I haven't won in like a decade. What are you talking about? How could I cheat? I know I see these lines ahead of time. I still can't get it right. I've not won week one in a long time either. So
every week on Guess the Lines, you've never heard this before. Sal and I try to guess what the line is for the game. Whoever comes closer wins. It's really that simple.
That's it.
I avoided the week one lines until last week when I saw that the Rams and the Niners were both playing shitty teams and I wanted to do a tease. And I was like, all right, I got to see the line. So I sent you my guesses like 5 days ago.
Did you change any? I mean, you could change. I don't know that a lot's happened in that time, but
I thought about changing the the Bucks Cowboys a half point because you lost your best offensive lineman.
Right.
Seemed reasonable, but I'm happy to ride it out. I mean, if you let me, can I change to a, can I have a half point leeway with it with that one or no?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would move that to 7.5.
Okay. So you had it at 7. You're going 7.5. This is Thursday night. I had it at 6. And already you're cheating. It's 7.5. 1-0 Simmons.
I would have won either way.
Yep. I don't like that. You talk about your teaser. That's not a
Sal,
bad start.
Mark that down. That is our first teaser candidate.
It's not bad.
It's so nice to have the Thursday teaser that you then get to bring to the Sunday games. This little present.
You're just great.
Like, you know, I'm gonna put this over here, and 3 days later, I get to unwrap it.
They were already going to lose that battle in the trenches, I think. This makes it much worse. The 22 starters returning, all the, you know, Dak hasn't seen any playing time. I think it looks, this could be a 17-point win for Tampa. I'm not going to join you in that teaser, but I definitely see why you're doing it.
I don't like the Bucks D-line against your offensive line that is missing one of your best guys. Makes me, again, and Dak.
Yeah.
Whatever, they could say, no, he's fine. It's just, all right, we'll see.
I love how fast multiple guys. Zeke is like, I think you just need the Hard Knocks music accompanying him running through the holes. And I think that's all he really needs to get going. But yeah, they're in trouble for this first game, but I like them afterwards.
Why does Zeke, Gronk, like from the get-go, Gronk became like this character and everybody talked about like how dopey he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zeke and Hard Knocks made Gronk look like Gronk had just done like 100 whippets and then was just being filmed on camera. What is going on with that guy?
What would Zeke
be like in an interview?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think
he's giggly. He's like a sixth grade girl. What happened to that guy?
And it makes, because we know a little bit of the Hollywood magic. So when he's wrapping a present for Dak Prescott and Dak Prescott then shows up at the door while he's wrapping at it, like it's a Three's Company episode, like, oh, whoa, what did they do here? And Zeke's just laughing at everything. I don't know what kind of, what he's putting in his soup, but it might be CO2 cartridges.
You should have got him for the Fox Bet Live show. He just could have been in a square just laughing at everyone's jokes for an hour.
It could be the new Furman. Yeah. Yeah, and no, I think you're right about a teaser there. 7.5 seems right now that I look at it.
It is one of those where you load up. By the way, all the bad gamblers will be loading up on teasers with that. So you should mention, be careful.
Yeah, but be careful. But the Super Bowl champ wins this Thursday night game almost all the time, right? Yeah.
It's just one of those things where CeeDee Lamb has a 75-yard touchdown 5 minutes in.
Gotcha.
And you're going, what did I do? What did I do? I really think this Bucks, like, you can't sleep on Brady switches teams during a pandemic, basically has to figure out during the season how to mesh with these guys. Now, if you read like the stories or see the interviews, like, he has so much confidence with this team. It just seems like they're going to be a machine.
Yeah, right. It's like he's been with them for years. And he got rid of COVID like a week after the Super Bowl. It's like the guy can't do any wrong.
Our Sunday marquee game, the Chiefs are home against the Browns. Little rematch.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the best game of all the Sunday games. I had, this is in the teaser zone as well, but I will not be teasing them. I had the Chiefs laying 6 points to the Cleveland Browns.
I actually got this exactly. I swear I did. 6.5 is the number.
Okay.
Kansas City. And I think they should start Chad Henne. I think they should scare the shit out of Cleveland. Like, oh no, what is this? And then he can walk back in Mahomes.
God, it's Chad Henne.
I think I like an upset here. I think I'm picking it.
So I was looking at underdog money line bets. The Browns, let's mark them down.
Yeah.
There you have Vegas against the Ravens on Monday night. I think they have to be marked down.
Right.
And then the other one I like is the Steelers as a possible money line underdog. So let's go to that game. I have four in the watchables. Four really good games. Is that why do we have so many good games?
They really did it. They did it for college football and they did it for pro. Like, they're getting it together. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they see that this is going to be a 3-week season. Like, well, let's just get all the good ones.
Let's just load it up.
Yeah.
I had the Bills laying 6 to the Steelers. And I think the Steelers are another one that I could, you know, they could put up 38 points in Buffalo. Who knows?
You're going to get this. I was stupid. It's 6.5. Okay. I went 4.5. I don't know why. But yeah, you're right. This is, I'm looking at the, you know what? I so you you avoided. You say you avoided these lines. I don't really believe you, but
I saw
the line. The lines came out in March, and I avoided them until the over-under win totals came out. I'm like, all right, so most of these are based on over-under win totals. So it was a little bit of a cheat, although it didn't help me in this one. 6.5. You like this as a teaser game or a stay away?
No, I like this as an underdog game.
Potential.
I think I don't think the Chiefs or the Bills should be thrown in teases because the Browns and the Steelers, there's too much scary potential with... I don't like teasing when the other team can score points. Makes me nervous. Next one. Pat's home against the Dolphins. I guess 3.5. I have seen the line. I know it's 3 now, but I guess 3.5.
Well, I think it went down to 2.5. I don't know where all these Patriot fan money's going, but should we check this?
I think
it's 2.5. You get it. I said 4. I think it should be 4. I thought there was going to be a lot of noise and a lot of support for New England. Can I predict that? You know how we all overreact to everything in the first week? I'm going to predict that this is the most overreacted game. Either Tua sucks or Mac Jones sucks or Tua is back or Mac Jones is going to Canton. I think this is going to be the biggest overreaction. People are going to lose their mind one way or the other. And they'll change it again in week 2. But this is the one.
So I think the overreaction is going to be, I didn't realize the Pats front 7 and their running backs were this good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I think our front 7's really good. Like this Barmore they got in the second round, he was just destroying people all summer. And, you know, they got Hightower back. Uche is in his second year and he's going to be able to rush back. Just all the way across, they have size, they have depth, they have pass rushers, they have guys who can cover anyone out of the backfield. The Gilmore is the only piece that is worrisome. He's going to be gone for 6 games.
Right.
We don't have like a number one corner. And this could be like, could Waddle go nuts in this game? Maybe. Waddle looks pretty terrifying. But I'm not worried about this game. I feel like I should be more worried.
No. Your defense.
I feel like Kyle and I are
defense.
Just going to be, Kyle and I are going to be rolling around on each other in the couch. Oh, they're high-fiving and it's going to be great.
I think you are too. I hate to say it. I hate it. I think you're back. I really do. It sucks.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Sal.
Already,
next rewatch. This game's really good too. Seahawks at Colts.
Yeah.
This we get to see year 10 of the Russ MVP campaign that we can get all fired up about, Mr. September.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with the Colts quarterback situation. Are we getting Wentz? We're not getting Wentz. Are we getting Wentz? What's going on here?
I thought we were getting Wentz. I think we are. But
so to me, that is the most captivating new scenery guy because there's a chance he could just be flat out awful immediately.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, this guy sucks. Why did we think change scenery was going to help him?
I think this is 18 of 23 wins for Seattle. I think this spans 3 years. We're decided by one score. That's phenomenal. I think this falls right in the same spot. Colts either blow it late or do something. Well, what did you have?
Did I pick this? I had Seahawks by 3.
We both had +3. So it's +2.5.
+2.5 for the Colts.
Seattle's favorite by 2.5. Yep.
All right. Last one. This is a good game too. Packers Saints. This is going to be in Jacksonville. I'm really on my game this year. You're impressed.
I know. I am impressed.
Yeah. I didn't know this game wasn't in New Orleans.
Up until like an hour ago. I didn't know this was in Jacksonville. I looked it up. Yeah. But I think you picked the line wrong because of it.
I figured when I sent you the lines, I figured they weren't playing in New Orleans because of freaking Ida.
Yeah.
I have Packers 2.5 over the Saints.
Well, I had 4.5 and it's 4. And
no, you get that one.
I get it, but this is an underreported storyline here. They purposely picked Jacksonville because it's a tougher place to get to for Green Bay fans. And then they find out like, no, there's a pocket of Packer fans, thousands of them right there in Central Florida. So this is going to be interesting, aside from the whole team being demoralized about the horribleness that's going on in New Orleans. But this is interesting. Play, you know, like Sean Payton, a cat and mouse game going on.
It's a fucking bummer, but I feel like this is 15th year of Guess the Lines.
Yeah.
It feels like every year there's some sort of hurricane game with one of these teams and it's just weird to talk about. I mean, and it's the same conversation every year of like, oh yeah, this city got ravaged by this hurricane and now they got to go to Jacksonville to play a game. I have no idea what the effect is going to be on their team. Could go anyway. to me, from a gambling standpoint, it's a complete stay away. But the Packers are a little banged up on their line.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a good time to catch them if you're thinking about an upset.
It might be. You just never know with the emotion, right? Like, this could shoot to the top of the list of all storylines if New Orleans wins this and Jameis Winston's the savior and I did it for the city and the everything. Yeah.
Barely watchables, I have four.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons-Eagles, from an entertainment standpoint, probably should be in the watchables. It's just two teams that probably aren't making the playoffs, although we both like the Falcons. This is in Atlanta. I have the Falcons laying 4 points to the Eagles. Probably a little low.
It's high, actually, but it's not as high as what I said. I said 4.5. I have no confidence in this Eagles team, but the...
Me neither.
People at FanDuel are like, hey, whoa, hold on. This is the Falcons. It's 3.5.
Mm.
So you were closer with -4. This is going to be an embarrassment of all embarrassments if I have Atlanta to win 11 games or whatever I have it at, and they lose to the cruddy Eagles. Jalen Hurts throws for 300 yards and runs for 3 touchdowns. That'd be tough. Yeah.
I have a Jalen Hurts. So let's say FanDuel makes you their odds guy.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody calls in and says, we got to make odds for Minshew will be the starting quarterback by week 7. Week 7. What would you put the odds for Minshew week 7 Eagles starting quarterback? Because I think this Hurts thing, I liked watching him last year, and he certainly can run the shit out of the ball. I have no idea if he's going to be a good starting quarterback. You can tell me, like, he's in 4 games. They're like, we got to get this guy out of here. We just don't know. Whereas Minshew has produced. Yep.
I'll say that's a favorite for Minshew. I think that's -160. By the way, they should have a bunch of these. Like, I don't understand why, like, over-under starts for Justin Fields. Like, I want to see all. Don't you want to see all these? Trey Lance.
Oh, yeah. What would you say for that? 13.5?
Yeah, probably around there. I think
for Fields.
Fans get crazy for Fields.
I would say for Lance, I would have like, I think that would be like 2.5 for me.
Is that right? So Jimmy G.
I think that's a Super Bowl team possibly. Well, they're not going to mess around with rookie QB, right?
He's in a really good spot. Yep.
They'll work him in, they're not going to mess around. They have too many good
players. I want to see all of these. I really do.
Yeah. All right. FanDuel, reach out for us. We're right here, for God's sakes. I like the Falcons in that game. Next one is Titans-Cardinals. This is in Tennessee. I guess like I almost put this in the watchables because it is fun to watch the Titans because of their offensive players and there's fantasy implications every game with them. I'm interested with Kyler. I ended up keeping him. What would you have done? We in our fantasy keeper league, I had him at 18 last year. We had to add $5 to keep. So he was 23.
Oof.
Which was high, but then you kept Josh Allen. You had Josh Allen for $1 last year, so you have for $6 this year.
Somebody else
kept Stafford. Somebody else kept Tannehill. Like, there weren't a lot of quarterbacks, and Murray and Mahomes were basically the best two guys. And I actually think Murray's going to have better stats this year than he did last year because he was hurt for like the second half of the year last year.
Yeah, if you don't want to bid $40 on Rodgers or Mahomes and you don't want to get in a bidding war for Murray when you had him at 23, that's not bad. You know,
I wanted to lock it down. I didn't want to worry about some sort of bidding war for Murray, who's like the last guy before it dips down to like the Joe Burrow, Mac Jones level.
Do you think Russell Wilson goes for that much? I can't remember what he went for last year. Like, that's about the same, right?
I know, but have you ever like loved having Russell Wilson in December in fantasy?
But if you look at their numbers, it's going to end up being about the
same.
No,
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Well, I locked him down. I'm interested to see what he does this year, though. Just if I don't think that team's going to be great, but I think he has a chance to be awesome. I have Titans by 4 over Arizona.
I went high. Again, disrespecting the Titans, FanDuel and all the books out there. I said 6 and it's only 3. Field goal at home. I know it's not like December. It's not freezing.
People don't like that defense.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to remember? They're going to remember the Titans. What was that line for that movie?
I think that's it. I think you got it right. But I mean, if you're thinking Derrick Henry will eventually break down, you sort of have to like him in the first few games, don't you?
Yeah. I like the Titans in this game. I don't think the Cardinals are going to be very good. But it seems too easy. And I'm suspicious.
I know.
I'm like, what's going on here?
We've been burned too many times. It's 15 years. Yeah.
I was thinking, I actually had an idea for this that I think we should incorporate in the guest lines. I think this is, remember in Goodfellas, the
Whatever Jimmy has some, of course, I remember.
I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Jimmy has some dresses for Henry's wife. Yeah. It's like, no, 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 it's a little further. No, 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 go, no, go, go, no, go. It's over there. It's over there.
Yeah.
I think this is the Jimmy has some dresses game for this week. Say like, Titans That's 3. Funny. No, 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 no. It's over there. It's to the right. Titans 3.
I have to go see my mother, Jimmy.
So anyway, I think we should have that game every week, though. Right? This is the Jimmy dresses game, and I'm staying away. It looks so obvious to me. I'm just
not doing
it.
I love that.
Thanks. I was excited. Jimmy dresses. This next game, Chargers at Washington, was a bummer for me because these were two of the teams I wanted to bet on in week one, and they're playing against each other, which I hate.
It's going to happen. Yeah, you're going to have fantasy players. You're going to root
against. Yeah, I'm so ready to do the Chargers. Right. I have the Chargers favorite. I have Chargers by one, and I actually might bet them too.
You hit it exactly. I thought it was two. I thought the Chargers, I mean, they're the over-unders are, what is the Chargers over? I get it's home field and everything. I don't know. It just seemed like the Chargers over-under. I got too crazy with the over-unders and trying to set these lines, and it didn't work out really.
So you like the Chargers too?
Yeah, I like the Chargers, unless something stupid happens.
I hate that if
it's 9-7 going into the fourth quarter, I know I have a loser.
Who's worse to bet against than Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
I mean, to honor against, you have him and it's fucking terrifying.
Right.
You bet against him and it's like you've bet against him one of the three games of the year when he throws for 380 with four touchdowns and you're like, what the fuck is happening? I'm getting killed by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's another great, I'd love to know his over-under starts, right?
So where does this line end? Is this end at like 1.5?
No, it doesn't get to 3, right?
So what is it right now?
It's, what did we say? 1. You got it right at 1.
I'm trying to figure out how the Chargers field goal, how they win, but the field goal kicker screws you anyway.
Can you win by a half?
It ends at 1.5.
I don't know by the rules. There are new rules.
Chargers minus 1.5, and the guy misses 4 field goals. There's a dry, and they end up winning by 1.
Right.
Last barely watchables.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos, Giants, your nemesis, the Broncos, your blackjack table that you just won't sit back down on.
Right.
I have Broncos by 2.5 at the Giants, by the way, not in Denver.
I whiffed on this. Boy, you're going to freaking beat me again. I had it as a pick'em because I had trouble just thinking about it. I think Teddy Two Gloves is a better quarterback. I don't know. I probably should have laid points. Yes, I should have because it's 3. Mm. Denver is a 3-point favorite in the Meadowlands.
We did the over-unders, and I was saying how I love Denver's over. Their skill position guys might be really good this year.
Yeah.
Sutton's back. I love Judy. I just didn't think he had a quarterback last year. I liked Hamler. I thought Hamler was good down the stretch.
Right.
This Javonte Williams they took in the second round, there's a big jerk circle on him, like how good he might be.
They have like 3 running backs, yeah.
And Noah Fant I liked last year too. So if Bridgewater's even like a B-, I actually think they'll move the ball this year, unlike last year.
Fant's a little banged up. But yeah, I mean, you looked at the guy, like, you know, Drew Locke had awful, I don't even, what was his percentage?
He was
one
bad.
Of the worst in the league. So
yeah, he was just not fun to watch.
I'm surprised. It's probably the better move, but I'm still surprised that they went with Teddy Two Gloves.
Fanny Pack Fangio would be the the reason for pause.
Right. And,
yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. We got 7 games left and then we're going to do Parent Corner. All right. We're back. We got 4 teams in the poopfecta category this year. Vikings, Bengals, you could have talked me into barely watchables, but I really do think there's a chance they're going to be terrible. And then with the Vikings, who the hell knows? They might have 11 COVID guys on Saturday.
Right.
I had games in Cincinnati. I had the Vikings by 2.5.
Yeah, I had 2 and it's 3.5. I like the Bengals. You got to talk me out of the Bengals plus 9.5 in the teaser. I mean, I really like that.
Oh, can you please don't tease the Bengals?
Come on, it's the Vikings. You love
don't
all
tease the
you
Bengals.
Love all the flash.
Why do you
want
to put bad teams in a tease? So you know not to do that.
Not a bad team. 7-win team. Not
what's
that
the final? What's the final line?
It's 3.5. That's what I mean. I can get 9.5 on a tease, almost 10 points.
Well, why wouldn't you just do a 7-point tease?
I'm doing it.
10.5?
You're right. That's what I'm doing. Of course I'm doing that. Probably.
I have no idea why you like the Bengals. I'm so confused by this.
They're going to win. Joe Burrow is back. Comeback player of the year. Did you pick that? Comeback player of the year? Do you have one?
Joe Burrow is so not back. I was just reading articles about how he's still gaining confidence in his knee.
He's smoking cigars. He's good. He's good. Don't you worry about a damn thing.
Next poopfecta. This game could get ugly. 49ers, Lions. This Niners team, I think, is going to be... let's pick the spread first. I had the 49ers by 5. Is that too low?
All right, I get this. Yeah, I said 6. Finally, it's 7.5. So you have to do a little work. You're a little more than a point and a half on a teaser.
So one thing with this game, and I think to remember with the Niners in general, their running backs are going to be really good. I loved Mostert last year, and then he got hurt. Everybody likes Trey Sermon.
Yeah.
They always seem to have like 5 running backs, and the next guy comes in, they're awesome.
Run pass
option.
Tough.
They're going to be able to do this Trey Lance bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They have Deebo Samuel coming on the reverses. So if this team is up, I don't know, 17-7 in the second half, I just feel like they're now it's like, here's your 18-play drive. We're putting you away. And then on flip side, the Lions, Jared Goff, and I think probably the worst receivers, at least in the NFC, right? They have to be in the running for worst receivers, period.
Right.
Does the Lion receiver get drafted in our draft for more than like a dollar?
No, unless Galladay gets traded back. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even like you look at like DeAndre Swift, like, oh man, I don't want that guy. He comes up early in any snake draft. Like, they might score 7 touchdowns this year, the whole team. So I'm with you. I love that running game. I like 49ers. The thing with the 49ers, like, which camp are you in? Are you like, Shanahan might not be a winner? He's only won 1 in 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Or are you in the camp like, they had upwards of $80 million of cap space on the IR at any point last year. Like, of course, Bosa and Kittle and all these guys coming back and Jimmy G, it's going to make a difference. D Ford, right? So, I think this is one of the easy W's.
You could hear it in the McVay Shanahan podcast. They're clearly like the next generation, like the leaders of that generation and monitor each other. And they're like good friends, but they're also kind of frenemies in some way. And it does feel like this is the season where they're going to go mano a mano, and not in just the 2 games, but they're potentially the 2 of the 3 best teams in the NFC are those 2.
That'll be fun. Get it going.
FYI, mark this fucking down for a tease.
For sure.
49ers Lions. So we have Bucks Cowboys, 49ers Lions. And this game could be ugly early. Next one, Panthers Jets.
I love this. This might be my, what did I say?
The Gase Bowl.
This is my favorite. And what else did I say was my, this is my favorite on Sunday. I love it.
Panthers, I have 5.5 over the Jets.
You get
it. I'm not betting on this.
I said 4.5. No, let's just watch and enjoy. It's 5. It's right there in the Vegas.
Right in the Vegas zone. Even Vegas is like, stay away from this.
I want Darnold to be good. I want him to be good. I don't know why.
Here's what I want to see with the Jets. They do have garbage time potential with Wilson. That dude can fling it.
Yeah.
They have, the receivers are decent, but they do seem like a team that could be down 23-0. And then it's like, let's go to the Carolina where it's 23-14.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson's heating up, you know? So I just would stay away from this.
I didn't give it to you on my futures picks, but I do like Zach Wilson. He's not spoken about at all for offensive rookie of the year. In fact, his number went down. It was like 6-1. Now it's 7-1 because Mac Jones stepped up there. Trey Lawrence is favored. Mac Jones plus 450. Zach Wilson, for the reasons you mentioned, he could just get so much garbage time that he ends up with 27 touchdowns and 13 interceptions and a high amount of yardage, right? So that could be enough for a guy who's playing every week to win the offensive rookie of the year.
I saw that and I took a long look at him for most interceptions too.
Oh yeah.
Fitzpatrick has that lockdown as the favorite at 6-1. The history of Fitzpatrick is just like, if this guy plays a whole season, he's throwing at least 18 interceptions.
But wait a minute. Isn't Jared Goff up there? He's got to be up there for that.
Fitzpatrick had the best odds.
He did.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we have our guy Jameis is back too, the 30 for 30.
Right. Yeah.
We have him as well. So the interception thing, we probably should have, maybe after we finish Guess the Lions, we'll do that really quick.
Fitzpatrick 6-1. Okay. Yeah. Goff is right behind him, plus 650.
Give us who else?
Fitzpatrick 6-1, Goff plus 650, Darnold 850, Big Ben 850, Wentz 10, Tua 10.
Wentz at 10 is intriguing.
Hurts and Wilson 12. Jameis 16. Jameis and Trevor Lawrence 16.
Wow, Jameis 16. The guy threw 30 interceptions.
We got to jump on something like that.
16?
Yeah, there's a couple of these.
I don't want to root against Jameis, though. I still kind of enjoy watching Jameis.
He could have a good year and still lead in interceptions.
Our last poopfecta game is basically the bathrooms. They blew up and their sewage is overflowing everywhere with this one. Texans-Jaguars. This actually might be the worst matchup you could have that doesn't involve the Lions in 2021.
Right.
I have the Texans favored by one, and I kind of like the Texans.
Why did you do that? You're going to like them even more that they're getting 2.5 points. I mean, I had them plus 3.
So the Jaguars are favored?
Jags are favored on the road.
Oh, my God. That's...
We've never done this before, I don't think, in 15 years. But we have our playoff cross-offs, right? And we try to get rid of one every week. Can we cross the Texans off before this even
not allowed.
We can't do that?
Nope.
Are we going to
We have more weeks now. We need
Oh, you're right.
We need the weeks.
They didn't add teams? We're not going to have egg on our face here.
I think losers crossed off.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Sunday night. I got to be honest. I want a little more from the Sunday night game than Rams-Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and Al talking about how great the LA Stadium is for an hour. And then Justin Fields just getting the shit kicked out of him as the Bear fans have a heart attack.
When's he getting the shit kicked out of him? On the sideline?
Well, he'll be in the second half in this.
Really?
Come on. A lot of Bears fans there, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Sure.
So Chicago Dalton has 2-3 and outs in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Boo! You just hear the boos somewhere in there. We'll see Fields in this game.
Well, doesn't Fields be like, I'll skip the Rams game. I'm good. I don't want to go up against Aaron
Fields. Is like, I was near somebody who had COVID. I think I have to miss this one.
Yeah.
Well, Rams by 8.
I hit this exactly. I said 7. Is there any way I can catch up? I have 6, including the ties. You have, I have 6, 7, 8, 9. No. You have 10. I lost again. Lost again by a lot. Well, so this is a teaser game, don't you think?
Yeah, so here's my recommendation. This is, I think, what I'm going to do on Thursday unless the lines move too much for million-dollar picks. The 7-point teaser with the, you have the Bucks, you have the Rams, you have the Niners. You could bring all of them down to like basically a half point. They just have to win by a point and you win.
Plus 150.
And it's plus 140 or plus 150, whatever.
Right. Yep.
I think that's the move.
It's not bad. The only thing.
Because you just get through the Bucks game and then you know you have the better odds for the other two. And I just, with the doing those teasers like that, it's like, who's going to screw me? It would probably be your team would be my pick. Dallas. It's not going to be the Bears.
I hope to God it is.
The Bears aren't beating the Rams.
I just, there are two schools of thoughts. Take advantage of these lines while they're weak and they're soft early on, or the other school of thought is, who the hell do you think you are? We haven't seen any of these teams play. You think you're going to pick 3 games, right? But I'm with the former. I like that.
Well, like we know we love betting week 1 and week 2 because this is when, like, I look soft at that lines. Broncos Giants game. Broncos Giants 3.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 weeks that might be Broncos Giants by 6.
Sure.
You know, once people actually watch the Giants, they're like, "Wow, this team sucks."
Yeah, I'm with you.
Same thing with that Niners Lions line. I think by like week 14, that Niners Lions line is like Niners by 12 at Detroit, something like that. So we're getting extra points. And I feel the same way with the Rams Bears. The Bears can't block. They're not going to be able to block the Bears or the Rams.
I wanted to bet. Wasn't this the game when we had the guy who won the contest? Not the contest, but the
auction thing? Yeah.
We did Rams Bears. Wasn't that the Sunday night?
Yeah. Monday night's pretty good. Ravens at Raiders.
And for the first time, they don't have 2 games, right? First time in a long time. There used to be 2 Monday night games.
Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
Well, I think they just think they don't have the crew anymore. Like, our first crew has been, I love Steve Libby, but the first crew has been laughable. I don't know. Like, maybe no one stepped up to offer to do the voice of the game. Is it possible?
We were right here. They just could ask.
Come to us. One game, though, Monday. Yep.
Would you have done Maria Taylor and Rachel Nichols, and that's in the second game or no?
Yeah,
you could have gotten good ratings.
I'll be Maria.
Ravens, Raiders. I have the Ravens by 1.5, and I know that's too low. I should have gone higher.
It is too low. I said 3, and it's 4.5.
Jesus.
That is not enough for me to win. Bill Simmons, 10-7. Here we go.
Sal, I think we're aligned on this, at least Raiders week 1.
The Raiders
like the money line.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the money line? Like plus 185, plus 190, something like that?
Let me find it. Let me find it.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be down a lot of money by the time the Monday night game rolls around, but where are we?
So upset plus, specials.
Plus 180. Yeah.
Yeah. Upset specials. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you like the Bengals. I'm not as high on that one. I think the Saints are intriguing. And then one of those Brown Steelers against the Chiefs or Bills. Wait, something. There'll at least be a scare in one of those games. Whether you want to get bet against the Chiefs and Bills in week one.
I like the Browns. I know. I don't want to bet against the Chiefs either, but I do like the Browns to, I think the Chiefs come out slow and yeah, offensive line is fixed and all that, but Cleveland gets their revenge 27-24.
At least they go into that game knowing we hung with these guys.
Yeah, right. I mean, are they fully back? There's no chance they go back to the old Browns, right? Where they like 4-13.
I don't think so. They actually have a legit coach.
Coach won coach of the year.
Yeah,
right?
They have good skill guys. They have the double-barreled running back thing,
mm-hmm.
which will be a nightmare again.
Right.
Well, Sal, I have some news for you.
Let's
Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by Nissan.
Wow.
The all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder's Intelligent 4x4 will get you back outdoors to kayaking or mountain biking, or in Sal's case, driving his kids around to travel baseball and weird football games.
Yeah.
You could also embrace family journeys and exploration, two things the Iacono family is big on. Return mm-hmm. to rugged in the all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. We've been doing Parent Corner for a long time.
We have.
I don't, at least like 7 or 8 years. And mm-hmm. now it's getting weird. You still have a young one. The young ones are way funnier. My kids are now at the age where I actually feel like they would kill me in my sleep if I told some of the Parent Corner things. So
they're at the age where they need a Nissan. Both of our kids, I know that our oldest are 2 months apart, right? Getting licenses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, your son now, it's like, it's ridiculous. I saw him at your 50th birthday party. We took a picture. I should put up the picture of me and Archie. Your son is like, he's like 6'3 and a half.
No, he's 6'2.
6'3?
6'2, 1.
I was looking up at him.
90 or something. Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe.
I was looking up at him.
Yeah.
Handsome, strapping guy playing a little football this year.
He loves it. He made a tackle. He loves football. Loves the football so much. It's great.
So
does
my
son. You're right. Like you got, I don't know why, but you were into the watching the kids sports, even though we have kids the same age, I think your daughter got involved in competitive, ultra competitive sports before my son did. And so you're like, there's nothing better. I'm like, why are you missing Sunday games? And now you realize like, holy shit, Friday night football under the lights, watching your kid.
There's
just nothing at all better. I love it.
Did you try to figure out how to bet on it or no? What's the South Bay football gambling scene?
I'm actually too nervous. I'm actually too nervous to bet on it. Yeah.
Well, I've seen you nervous with action. All right, Parent Corner, go ahead. You have the floor.
All right. Well, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about my oldest failing his driving test, leading to the biggest argument in the family history? You want to hear about...
Well, my oldest failed her driving test as
you
well.
Did? Oh, good.
What's in the water?
Good. I don't know.
What was the argument? Let's
wait a minute.
About
did
it.
Yours not care like mine did? Like mine just like, oh, all right, I'll just take it again. It's like, shit, what the what? Now I still have to wake up at 7 a.m. and drive you to film lessons for whatever for your football. Like this sucks on a Saturday. I don't want to do this. Like, yeah, I'll take it again. Whatever. And of course, DMV is backed up and it's not, he now can't do it again until October, even though he was eligible like a week later.
Oh, so he really blew this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a disaster.
Critical error, it was called, and changing lane, whatever he did, changing lanes. But that was it. Why? How did your daughter fail?
Wait, so why did it lead to a fight? You were just completely outraged and furious at him? Or was
I think,
your wife
no, it wasn't
bad?
Even
Who was
me.
Madder?
No, it was my wife. She was mad because it wasn't even, it was just that how nonplussed he was about it. He's like, all right, I'll just do it. He's like, and we're looking at each other like, we're sick of picking you up at midnight at your friend's who lives 20 minutes
right.
away. Like, what? How is this okay? Like, I don't know. But, I don't, that
yeah, he thinks the, you're the Uber. Yeah. He just thinks you're like a car service.
Is that? Did you have the same kind of thing? Like I don't know.
So my daughter didn't take her test seriously and failed. She actually came on this podcast and we talked about it. She's very embarrassed about it. She came the week of the driving test.
Uh huh.
Saturday night, she goes to a party.
Right.
Brings her purse. Her purse has the driver's permit in it,
mm-hmm.
leaves the purse at the front. Somebody takes the purse.
Oh, no.
So we come, she's like, whole thing. She's crying in the car. My purse is gone. She made it seem like she was going to this party that had like, I don't know, 15 people in it. It turns out there was like 100. And so this led to a whole life lesson thing of like, because my daughter is this nice, trusting person.
Right.
And it's like, hey, you can't, like, this isn't like Pollyanna world. Like, you leave your purse in a house and there's 100 plus people at the thing. Somebody's just going to take the purse. Mm-hmm. Cancel credit cards. My wife is furious because the test is in 4 days. So now they have to go to DMV like on a Tuesday to try to get the new permit. They get the new permit. They go to do the test on Wednesday. The person at the DMV on Tuesday forgot to sign the permit. They're driving home. My wife is the maddest she's ever been at my daughter all time. Like, she, honestly, I was worried she was just going to steer the car into a divider just to take out Zoe's side of the car.
It is ironic how angry they are while they're driving, and they're angry about the failure.
They're calling us. Like, they're texting us. I'm like, wait, you're driving 45 miles an hour. So they had to drive to Redondo on a Thursday. Long story short, my daughter got the license, and it's life altering. She just goes. She's gone.
Of course. Of course.
It's the best.
Don't drink or it's over.
We never
over,
see her
otherwise.
Anymore. She's just like, I'm going here, and she's gone.
Don't tell me. I still have to wait. That's if he passes. But that, I don't even know. Do we want to? I mean, that could be my parent corner, but I did have a.
No, I think that I think we can do a double parent corner since
okay.
we.
By
the way, the key with the driver's test thing is you just have to really humiliate them.
Yeah.
It's got to be just constant jokes where you have to like raise their competitiveness a bit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You got to coach them up a little.
Yeah.
Speaking of coaching him up, you know, my middle son, Jack, is a tremendous troll, much like me. Like that one, I know that's my kid. Like the size doesn't really matter. He roots for the Pittsburgh Steelers. he roots for like the Dodgers. I bite my tongue. I don't say anything. But this new infatuation is the Arizona Rattlers. Do you even know what that is?
Arizona Rattler. I honestly don't know what that is.
It's an arena team, right? And they're in Arizona. And he all of a sudden he's like, he got some money on the like Amazon gift card, and the hats are coming in, and the Arizona, and you can't even watch these games except for on YouTube, and he's watching them, and they're in the playoffs, and they're obviously playing Arizona. And my friend Harry, you know Harry, he lives in Arizona, and now Jack's like, I want to go to one of these games, one of these playoff games. I'm like, we're not going, it's too hot. I have too much shit to do. I can't give up a Saturday or a Sunday whenever they play. It's like,
he wants to go to a Rattlers game during like the 110 degree heat.
That's it. He wants to go. And he's now side texting and having a conversation with Harry, who you know. Yeah. And Harry's like, look, I'll fly in Southwest and I'll take him. And I'm like, Harry came here and watched the kids a few weeks ago. He was coughing up a storm. They were sick for weeks afterwards. And we all thought they had COVID. They took a COVID test like every 11 minutes. And like, thankfully they didn't have it, but they were sicker than any kid who had COVID around the neighborhood. Like I was like, Harry, I'm not letting them fly with you. So like Jack is very upset by this. The Rattlers, as we're recording, I'm looking, the Rattlers are in the final. They won 57-55. Jack just let out a scream. They beat the Duke City Gladiators. Rattlers 57, Duke City Gladiators 55. Sorry, Jack, you're not going to the finals in Arizona. My wife forbids it. Does not happen.
You could have made up all of those team names in that entire story, and I would have no idea.
You know, maybe he's making it up too. I don't even know. You're
the
right.
Arizona Rattlers.
Yeah, this could be a joke on me.
Jesus, what do the hats look like? Are they nice?
No, they're not that nice. Like they're orange and they're not nice at all.
My son, who grew 9 inches during the pandemic,
wow.
is now 5'9". And has fancies himself now as like he's out and about and comes back. He's on a skateboard. He's always gone. He's like just out. He's like basically like what we were like in the 70s and 80s where you're basically nobody does this anymore except my kid's like, I'm just out. I'm going out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Right.
Has been going to this downtown where these kids from a school I won't name end up going after school, and he's been skating around because his goal was to just try to quote unquote meet some people in the neighborhood, but maybe meet whoever, and somehow made friends with all these different people, and now has it seems like somebody he's at least hanging out with, but he's 13.
He's going to kill you.
I was terrified to talk to any girl when I was 13. Weren't you, or am I crazy? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, how does he have confidence with girls already? I don't get it. So we don't know what's going on. And he's it's like he's like 19. I don't know what happened. I know he was born in 2007 because I was there.
Well, bring him on. Let's find out what the hell happened.
I don't get it. He might have been involved in a love triangle this summer. There might have been, Zoe might have had to get involved. There might have been somebody getting angry. Like, I just don't know what's in store for me. He's going into the eighth grade. So I think we have to send him to all boys school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to, you can send him.
I don't
him,
think
but
he
he's
can
not,
go
he's
to
just,
a,
he's
a co-ed
though.
School.
You can do what you want, but he won't go to that, right?
I don't know. Well, he wants to play football. So there's an all boys school that has football. That might solve
girls
some of the problems.
Be lining up. Yeah, that'll be good.
We don't even know how to monitor it because we don't have any other friends who are in a situation where we're like, so what do you guys do? It's like, everybody's like, isn't he? He's not even in eighth grade yet, right? And it's like, why does he have to have a social life? Yeah. I don't know. I liked when he was just playing video games with a broken foot, but now he's out.
I was just going to say, our sons are very different, almost the same age. And yet my son's sole goal is to make it to our Arizona Rattlers playoff game.
Yeah. What happened to that stage with my son? Why isn't my son like becoming infatuated with arena football?
Skipped it.
He's out on a skateboard trying to meet, 10th graders.
Yeah. Well,
I don't get it. there will be more to come on Parent Corner. I feel like I might get in trouble with some of it, but.
Listen, I know they're at
this
a
is
weird
a segment. We've
now.
Had this segment. This is we talk about our kids. We got
to
do it.
You may have to have another kid. The other two are too dangerous now for you to be spinning these yarns. You know,
we have to figure out who is the MVP of Parent Corner this year because I think Ben's going to have a really strong year. But also, young Harrison. How old is Harrison now? 7.
He's good too. Yeah, he turns 8 in December. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great Parent Corner age. Ben was up to a lot of stuff.
He's got a lot of good ones. He smashed his iPad. We're not sure if on purpose or not with the golf club the other day, which was going to be my backup story, but we'll save that for another time.
Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by Nissan. However you get back outdoors, whatever rugged terrain you take on, the Nissan Pathfinder can handle it. Return to rugged in the all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Available intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. All right, so you can hear Sal on the Extra Points pod. He's still doing Against All Odds with our friends.
Yes.
The Parlay Kid and Harry and Brother Bry.
We break down all the divisions, AFC, much like we did with Simmons just now, but it's hours and hours long. Go check it out, extrapoints.com. These guys give out losing picks every single day, but they're free. So gobble them up right there. And Fox Bet Live kind of on this week. And I think I'm on the herd on Tuesday. I ran into Coward. He said he had a very nice time with you. That Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons knows so much about wrestling. He chewed my ear off about all the acrobatics and what's going on. He loved it.
So Ben sat next to him and was just telling Coward for 3 hours what was happening. Coward, it was like an alien had dropped into the arena who just had no concept of anything. So Ben would be like, yeah, so when they go out, that guy's going to go through the announcer's table and then it would happen. And Coward thought he was like, like he could see the future.
Yeah.
He didn't understand how Ben knew all the things that were going to happen, but he doesn't understand wrestling. So it's like, do you care about CM Punk coming back or no?
I think it's fun. By the way, we should give our pal, and I know you had Michael Malley on, Stephen Amell. CM Punk was on Heels on Stars Network. I don't know.
He's Ricky Rabies. You had I had O'Malley and you had Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
But apparently Heels is getting renewed. So we did our job.
I love it.
It's a great show. I can't wait to watch tonight.
Oh, it's so good. Tonight. Yep. Check it out.
I'm rewatching Succession as well. I'm getting ready.
You are?
Oh yeah. I gotta say,
is that up in October? Is that up next month?
Yeah, it's coming. Season one is the first four episodes were way better than I thought they were because watching it in the moment, there's so many new characters. Remember, people were like, oh, that really got going in episode 5. That show was good episode 1. It was just now you know the characters and you watch.
Yeah.
The rewatch was great. Such a good show.
Really? All right.
Excited for it. A lot of good shows come back. Billions is coming back. We got, what's the other one that's coming back this fall? It's the third one.
Is it what do you call the
I can't remember.
What, the upside down? What's it called there? Stranger
the
Things.
Upside Down.
Stranger Things. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you did your family watch Outer Banks or no?
No, it's good.
Oh, I'm surprised. Outer Banks. Yeah, it was like really? Kind of the OC crossed with Fast and Furious in Mallory Rubin's words.
All right. Let me
All right, Sal.
Up.
We'll be back.
Good job by you.
Next week. Good job by you. All right. Thanks to Cousin Sal. Thanks to Kyle Creighton, who produced this podcast. Thanks to everybody for the support for Guest Alliance for these last 15 years. Can't believe it. A decade and a half of Guest Alliance. So we will be back on Tuesday in this space with another podcast. And then the rewatchables. We're not going to sleep on Labor Day. We have a rewatchables. It's the first TV show we've ever done. Miami Vice, Calderon's Return, the greatest two-parter, I think, in network TV history, but also an 80s movie that should count as an 80s movie, even though it was on TV. You still have time to watch it. It's available on Amazon or NBC's app, I think. So if you want to watch the Miami Vice pilot and then Calderon's Return, and you have 3 hours to kill. There's no football. This is our last weekend with football. Why not? Knock yourself out. That is, that's going to be an awesome pod. We taped it on Friday and it's one of my favorite ones. So there you go. See you on Tuesday on this feed.